Now, you might have heard the news on Wednesday. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service declared its earliest statewide fire ban on record by about 2 weeks. So this was a couple of days back, and, you know, fire crews are still battling up to 83 fires across New South Wales, branching out from Tenterfield to Campbelltown. And with good reason, authorities are concerned about the fire season ahead of us. Chris Garlick is a spokesperson of the Rural Fire Service, and he joins us on the line now to give us a bit of a rundown of the situation. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Tess.
So we've heard a lot of news floating around, none of it good. Could you run us through what the current situation is looking like for you guys?
Yeah, so this morning we have 74 bushfires across the state, stretching mainly across the eastern seaboard from the border up near Queensland right down south to the border near Victoria. 28 of those fires still remain uncontained.
And where are they, I guess? Where are the main areas being affected at the moment?
Yeah, look, at present, I mean, over the last day or so, we had some challenging fires in and around the Shoalhaven, even on the outskirts of Sydney, up north as well in the Richmond and Clarence Valleys. But, I mean, at this point in time, all of them are a concern to us because we are expecting warmer and windier conditions tomorrow. And with a lot of fire in the landscape, we are working over the next day, or today at least, to establish containment around those fires ahead of those conditions tomorrow.
And so back on Wednesday, there was some total fire bans declared, the earliest on record, by about 2 weeks. How concerning is that for you guys?
Yeah, look, and it is. We are heading into it, or we are experiencing quite a dry period, obviously, with all of New South Wales now in drought. There's a lot of dry fuel out there, and with these with the winds that we usually experience in August and these high temperatures, those dry conditions are really coming out and leading to some really unpredictable fire behaviour across all our fire grounds.
And so summer is, you know, just around the corner. Not even summer at this point, you know, spring we're probably looking at. We're going to have some fire issues. What potentially are we staring down the barrel of come the next few months?
Yeah, look, over the next couple of months, the forecast is a continuation of those warm and dry periods. There's no decent rain on the radar for the foreseeable future, at least until November. So we are expecting above average temperatures and below average rainfall right up until that time.
And what can people do to, I guess, help prevent? What preventative measures can people take when it comes to bushfires?
Yeah, look, they can prepare their properties. I mean, that always helps if a fire does occur in their area and impacts their properties. Just preparing them by just clearing of the area of all the combustible material, clearing out the gutters, and even the simple step just having a conversation with those in their household, that can go a long way. And, I mean, that conversation should focus around what those people in that household would do if a fire was to occur in that area and threaten their home.
It's definitely going to be one to keep an eye on as the months roll by. Chris, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Tess.
That was Chris Garlick, spokesperson for the Rural Fire Service, having a chat with us this morning about the situation we're seeing when it comes to bushfires at the moment. On Wednesday, there were some total fire bans called, which was the earliest they've ever been called by 2 weeks. So scary, scary stuff.